big welcome to Your Path to Career Success, a podcast that's your compass in navigating the winding roads of your professional journey. I'm Catherine Hall, your guide, or as I like to call myself, the Career Owl. Today we're diving deep into a topic that's crucial for personal and professional growth, the power of relationships and network building. Part 1, the foundation of relationships. To kick things off, let's delve into the essential aspects of building robust relationships. These foundational elements are not only crucial in personal interactions, but also form the backbone of successful professional connections. So whether you're looking to foster deeper friendships or cultivate a thriving network, keep these principles in mind. Trust. Trust is the bedrock of any meaningful relationship. To build trust, be reliable and consistent in your actions. Follow through on commitments and be transparent in your communication. Trust is earned over time. Start by making and keeping small commitments to establish reliability. Communication. Effective communication is a two-way street. It involves not just expressing your thoughts, but actively listening to others. Pay attention, ask clarifying questions, and show genuine interest in what others have to say. Practice active listening by summarising what the other person has said and asking follow-up questions. This demonstrates your engagement and commitment to understanding. Finding common ground. Shared interest and values create a solid foundation for relationships. Seek out common ground by exploring hobbies, passions, or shared goals. This forms the basis for more meaningful and enduring connections. Start conversations by asking open-ended questions about the other person's interests. Look for shared interests and experiences that can serve as a bonding point. Adding value. A key to building lasting relationships is adding value to others' lives. This can be through sharing knowledge, offering support, or facilitating connections. Be mindful of how you contribute positively to the people around you. Identify the strengths and skills you possess that can benefit others. Actively look for opportunities to share your expertise or assist others without expecting immediate reciprocation. Remember, these elements are not isolated. They work in tandem to create a holistic approach to relationship building. Trust, communication, finding common ground, and adding value form an interconnected web that strengthens connections and fosters a sense of camaraderie. Part 2, the role of networking in personal and professional growth. Now let's shift our focus to the exciting world of networking. It's more than just collecting business cards or making superficial connections. It's about creating meaningful opportunities for personal and professional development. Whether you're seeking new career paths, aiming for professional growth, or simply building a robust support system, effective networking is a game changer in all our lives. Diversify your network. Don't limit yourself to one industry or group. Cast a wide net to include individuals from various backgrounds, experiences, and perspectives. Diverse network opens doors to unexpected opportunities. Attend events or join online communities outside your immediate field. Seek out groups that align with your hobbies or personal interests to diversify your connections. Quality over quantity. It's not about the number of connections you have, but the depth of those connections. Focus on building meaningful relationships with a few key individuals rather than collecting a large number of superficial contacts. Invest time in getting to know people on a deeper level. Follow up with personalised messages after networking events, highlighting specific points from your conversation. Offer help before seeking it. Be proactive in adding value to your network. Offer assistance, share resources, and genuinely support others in their endeavours. This establishes you as a valuable and reliable connection. Regularly check in with your network to see how you can assist them. This approach builds a culture of reciprocity and strengthens your overall network. Utilise online platforms effectively. Leverage the power of social media and professional networking platforms. Actively engage in discussions, share valuable content, and connect with like-minded individuals. This extends your reach and increases your visibility. Optimise your LinkedIn profile with a clear summary and professional photo. Join relevant groups and participate in discussions to showcase your expertise. Follow up strategically. Networking events are just the beginning. The real magic happens in the follow-up. Send personalised follow-up messages, connect on social media, and nurture the relationships you've initiated. Mention a specific point for your conversation in the follow-up message to jog their memory. Express your interest in maintaining the connection and explore potential collaborations. Remember, networking is an ongoing process. It's not just about what you can gain, but also what you can contribute to others. By focusing on building authentic connections and adding value, you'll find that the benefits of networking extend far beyond the initial exchange of business cards. Part 3, strategies for effective networking. For those eager to elevate their networking skills, let's delve into some practical strategies that go beyond the basics. Attending industry events, utilising online platforms and mastering the art of follow-up are crucial steps in creating a powerful and expansive network. So let's explore these strategies and uncover how they can work wonders for you. Attending industry events. Attending events within your industry is a fantastic way to meet like-minded professionals and stay abreast of industry trends. However, it's not just about showing up, it's about making meaningful connections. Research speakers and attendees beforehand to identify key individuals you want to connect with. Prepare thoughtful questions to initiate engaging conversations. Utilising online platforms. In our digital age, online platforms play a pivotal role in networking. Platforms like LinkedIn, Twitter, and industry-specific forums provide ample opportunities to connect with professionals worldwide. Optimise your online presence with a professional profile picture and a compelling bio. Actively engage in discussions, share valuable content, and use these platforms to showcase your expertise. The crucial step of follow-up. Attending events and connecting online is just the beginning. The magic happens in the follow-up. Sending a thoughtful follow-up message reinforces the connection and sets the stage for future collaboration. Mention specific points from your conversation to personalise your follow-up message. Express your interest in continuing the conversation and explore potential ways to collaborate or support each other. Strategic introductions. Actively facilitate connections within your network. If you identify synergies between two individuals, make introductions. Being a connector adds value to your network and positions you as a valuable resource. Before making an introduction, ensure that both parties are open to connecting. Provide context in the introduction, highlighting shared interests or potential collaboration opportunities. Share valuable resources. Be a resource hub within your network. Share articles, insights, or events that may benefit others. This positions you as someone who adds value, fostering a positive and reciprocal networking environment. Regularly curate and share content that aligns with the interests of your network. Add a personal touch by providing context to your thoughts on why you have found the resource valuable. Remember, effective networking is not a one-time event, but an ongoing process. By implementing these strategies and consistently adding value to your network, you'll find your connections growing stronger and opportunities expanding. Part 4, overcoming challenges in relationship building. Building relationships and networking is a rewarding journey, but it's not without its challenges. Time constraints, fear of rejection, and striking the right balance between online and offline networking are hurdles many of us face. So how do we navigate through these challenges and emerge stronger on the other side? Time constraints. We live in a fast-paced world where time is a precious commodity. Overcoming time constraints involves prioritising and optimising your interactions. Set realistic goals for networking. Allocate dedicated time each week and prioritise quality over quantity. Utilise tools and apps to streamline your networking efforts. Fear of rejection. The fear of rejection can be paralysing, preventing us from reaching out to potential connections. Overcoming this fear involves reframing rejection as a natural part of the networking process. Remember that rejection is not a reflection of your worth. Approach networking with curiosity rather than seeking validation. Not every connection will lead to a partnership, and that's okay. Balancing online and offline networking. Striking the right balance between online and offline networking is crucial. In our digital age, online platforms are powerful, but face-to-face interactions remain invaluable. Create a hybrid approach that combines online engagement with attending physical events. Use online platforms to initiate connections and then solidify these relationships through in-person meetings or video calls. Effective time management. Time management is a common challenge when juggling various commitments. Effectively manage your time ensures that you can nurture relationships without compromising other aspects of your life. Prioritise relationship building activities based on their impact. Set boundaries to protect your personal time and be intentional about how you allocate your networking efforts. Seek support and accountability. Overcoming challenges is often easier when you have a support system. Seek accountability partners who share similar networking goals and can provide encouragement during challenging times. Join networking groups or communities where members can share their experiences and provide support. Having a network of like-minded individuals can make overcoming challenges more manageable. Remember, challenges are a natural part of any journey, and overcoming them is a testament to your resilience and determination. By implementing these tips, you can transform challenges into opportunities for growth and connection. And there you have it, the final chapter of today's episode. We covered the foundation of relationships, the role of networking in personal and professional growth, strategies for effective networking, and overcoming challenges in relationship building. A big thank you for tuning into Your Path to Career Success, where your dreams and your career intertwine. If this episode lit a fire within you, hit that subscribe button, share the love with a review, and spread the wisdom with your friends and co-workers. Alternatively, follow me on LinkedIn, Catherine Hall, the Career Owl. Stay tuned for more golden nuggets to help you navigate the winding roads of your professional journey.